You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Dr. Nancy O'Reilly on the line, and she's a philanthropist, author, and founder of Women Connect for Good. Dr. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Nancy, so excited to learn more about Women Connect for Good today. And just to get us kicked off, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Dr. Nancy, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Dr. Nancy, what mission matters to you?
Okay, well, and you're right, it is a mission. Women Connect for Good, it's actually very simple. It's women supporting other women, but it's been expanded to women supporting men and women. But the ultimate goal of Women Connect for Good is to create gender equity and gender parity in this country. And that means men and women equally leading in this company. So leadership is key. Having a seat at the table is key. The decision makers, the people that create those opportunities for us to grow and become a better. Actually, Women Connect for Good is to make this world a better place.
Yeah, great. Love bringing mission-based individuals on the line to share, you know, why they do what they do, how they do it, and what we can learn from that so that we can all grow together. So great having you on. And I guess let's get us started here. I mean, what got you kind of on this mission and what led you to really focus a good part of your time in life on women's empowerment? Like, what led to that?
Yeah. Well, Adam, I'm sure you have your own personal, we haven't talked, if I was doing this conversation, my first thing was tell me your story. Tell me how you got to be who you are. And so the first thing I do is talk about the story. And the story for me was I was born a girl. I was born a girl. And, you know, and the oddest thing was I did not feel empowered as a girl. In fact, I was probably the biggest tomboy on the block. You know, the boys didn't come to date me. They came to play because I could kick the ball further than any other boy. Well, you know, fast forward, love and marriage and the baby carriage. Well, God, she has a great sense of humor. I had one daughter after another daughter and another daughter. I was working on, I am a psychologist, so my background is in helping and caring. And you know what really came to the realization was, is I had to figure out who I was as a woman. So if I was going to help any other woman, especially these three daughters, I had to empower myself as a woman. So, you know, and I looked around, and especially in the United States, women do not support, at that point, really weren't supporting each other. I remember I was working on my doctorate, and this woman said to me, she said, well, what about your family? What about them? But what she didn't say was how fantastic it was that I was working towards my doctorate in clinical psychology. And I'd even said to her, I said, I want my daughters to have the ability to be and do anything they want in this country. But she saw it as something, again, I was not, you know, instead of congratulating me, she was actually putting me down. So Women Connect for Good really came about to support women's efforts, their passion, their purpose, their dreams. And so books, podcasts, speaking, this is what it's been about, gender parity. We've got to have gender parity, and we have to have equal representation, and women have to have a seat at the table. Or we're not going to make a difference.
Why do you think that gender diversity is just good, you know, for business, and it's good on business, obviously, other than being a thing that's right to do, but like, why is it good for business?
Well, first of all, over 55% of the population in the United States are female. Now, to take it even further, we're going to do a little math here, is that women purchase probably 85 to 90% of products and services. So if we have women and we're, you know, we should be running the market. I mean, I still don't understand when I look at the, you know, sometimes I look at ads and you walk to the grocery checkout and you see all the magazines. It's about youth and beauty and whatever. But women, we could actually do such a great job about controlling the market and making the market work for everyone. You know, and again, it's more important for us to truly work together and, to make a difference. And you put five women in a room and we can, and we're problem solvers. We're great communicators, but we're also great problem solvers. Not only are we the problem solvers in our own family, we're the problem solvers in our communities. So we see the problems, we know the problems, and we're good at solving those problems. So again, women in the workplace and leadership roles, guess what? Companies are more successful. I mean, the stats also show, Adam, that when companies do have top leaders, female leaders in their company, they excel. They do well. I mean, and California, by the way, has a new ruling, and I hope you know this, but if a company is a certain size, so many women have to be on the board of directors. Women have to be. It's a public board. Women have to be on board of directors. And that's where the leadership begins. Leadership, which we need and we've always needed.
Now, I understand that you're also an author, and your latest work was also released on audiobook. In This Together, How Successful Women Support Each Other in Business and Life. Tell us a little bit more about the book and maybe what some of the readers can expect.
Yeah. Well, again, this is not only the stories of many, many women who are doing just that, which are in the workplace, they're entrepreneurial, they're in corporations, in their lives, but they're supporting other women. And one of the things that we'll talk a little bit more about, hopefully, is the Lift Women Up campaign. And these women are dedicated in the workforce to lift other women as they rise. So every time I excel at work, I can bring another woman up to that level as well. And we keep lifting. And guess what? We all win. And this is what it's all about, is for us to all come about winning, and we all win in this world.
How was the Lift Women Up campaign? How was that? I think I said it wrong. How was that conceived? Like, tell me a little bit more.
Okay. Well, we actually, in fact, I will ask you today before we get off this call is to join the campaign. It's very simple. It's every day you can do something. Every week you can do something to lift another woman up. We've got all these different activities. And if you lift the campaign, you can become a part of it. And, you know, you lift someone else, you lift, you rise yourself, you rise above. And so we've got many of the companies that we're working with. And anytime I get on a call, I ask you to be a part of the Lift Women Up campaign. We'll get you the information. You can go to the website and join the campaign. We want to continue to build this growing community of like-minded women and men who really understand that we're not going to get there. We're not going to get to the finish line if we don't help each other. I mean, climate control, poverty, we all have to be working together. And leadership is key to that.
So can you tell me a little bit more about the campaign? Like, I definitely want to learn more.
Okay. Well, it's every day we send out, if you join the community, every day you'll get a email about your activity, or again, which is again, support another woman at work, you know, call another woman, invite her to lunch, you know, introduce her to other women who are doing similar things, mentoring. But it's always about empowering other women each week of the day, all the days of the year. And again, what happens is you end up lifting yourself. That's the important thing, is that everybody ends up in a positive way and looking at the world in a better way.
Mm. Now, I definitely want my audience to go and also to join this campaign. So I'm curious. I know whenever I've seen like this type of movement, I bet you're getting quite a bit of feedback and success stories just from people that have joined the campaign that have got, like, I can just see that there's a big, that when a movement like that starts, it can be powerful. Like, what are some of your favorite moments of just being part of the campaign and running it?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, right now we're doing focus groups. We're doing some focus groups for the book that I wrote many, many years ago. It's Timeless Women Speak, about feeling useful at any age. But again, we're talking to women. And when you get women talking about issues, even this one, for example, you know, supporting other women and rising, lifting as you rise, there becomes a conversation. And this is what's exciting, is when people come up to me and say, you know what, since I heard you speak or I've read your book, you know, I really feel so much more hope. I feel so much more positive about being a woman. And when women do come together and they do support each other and they connect at that level, that deep relationship, and I think what we're really talking about, Adam, are building positive relationships I don't know about you, since COVID, I've made a lot of decisions who's going to be on my list of good relationships and who no longer I have time for. But I think women, especially, are relationship builders. And once that trust is there and that relationship is there, anything is possible. And then that network that's developed and that communication that's, you know, I mean, there's lots of pieces to the pie. And so, you know, I don't know about you, Adam. I'm sure there's some things you're better at doing than others. And but if I can call another woman who does something better than I do, but have her do it, or vice versa, she can call me and I can do it. So you create this opportunity. So what everybody has a role, but at the same time we're all working together, we're connecting, we're collaborating, and it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun.
So I would hope that most people that listen to this, they obviously would be on board with this mission, because I mean it just makes sense and it's the thing to do. But what do you think is something that is kind of held some progress back? Because obviously we're not there. Like the equality, it's not all there. Like that's pretty common sense. But what do you think are some of the things that are holding this back?
Well, we could look at some of the laws that have been currently passed. You know, on abortion, about on the after, you know, reproductive justice. I mean, there are things that continue to be out there that we still have to be contend with. And I guess the part is we just have to find the people that we need to join forces with to understand that there are people that are definitely not supporting women, and they sure don't want us to have a seat at the table. So what do we do? We join forces with those people that believe in it, gender equity and gender equality, and we go around them. We go through them. We go around them. So, you know, again, my goal is not to go after those people. If I have to, I'll just go around them. But again, we have to have better laws that continue to support women. Reproductive rights is definitely a key to that. And again, leadership. What more women have to take roles in politics. I mean, we still don't. We're one of the few countries that has never had a woman pass a Secretary of State to be in a woman position. So we have to support women that are running for office, and that takes money. So we have to really think about how we're going to support one another. But again, getting the leaders who can speak for us and to create those opportunities for all of us to continue to grow as women. And men too, because we all win. It's a win-win again. That's all I can tell you. Win-win.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Nancy, first off, it's been great having you on the show today, and definitely a pleasure to learn today about Women Connect for Good, and I'm glad to bring that to my audience along with the movement. That being said, if somebody's listening to this or watching this and they want to follow up and learn more and to connect, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, the best way is just go to drnancyoreilly.com, and then of course go to the Lift Women Up campaign. All my books are on the website. All the podcasts, we have numerous podcasts that they can go and listen to about all these things about leadership. And again, the stories of the women who've come from places and now are helping other women to do just that, to speak, to find a seat at the table, and to make this world a better place. But again, the Lift Women Up campaign, we all really, really want you to join. But there's lots and lots of information on the website, free, that you can join and read, the newsletter, the blog. We have just so much information that people can learn more about and become a part of.
Fantastic. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging in an episode or listening to one, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, reason behind their mission, really what gets them up and motivated and fired up to go out there in the world and to make a difference. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Dr. Nancy, really, it has been a pleasure. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Well, and Adam, if there's something that we can do to continue your mission, it's all about us working together. So you let us know how we can continue to help you to grow your mission and your community, and that we join together and we just get bigger and bigger.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.